ABC Radio Australia.
Aid groups and opposition politicians in Australia are sounding the alarm over the news that the Australian-made AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine will stop being manufactured in 2022. The Australian government has confirmed it isn't renewing its contract with biotech giant CSL beyond the 51 million doses the company has already promised to deliver. While demand for AstraZeneca has been low in Australia, it is the backbone of the federal government's effort to vaccinate Pacific countries. But in the region, there doesn't appear to be much concern that the production of the Australian-made AstraZeneca vaccine will wrap up next year. Reporter Liam Fox is across all the details. Liam, the announcement of the end of the production, it came out of the blue.
Yes, that's right. Nine News reported on Wednesday night that CSL's production would cease this year, but provided few other details. Yesterday, the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, clarified production will cease, but only after the current contract for 51 million doses is finalised. He was asked about what the development means for Australia's provision of AstraZeneca vaccines to the Pacific and Southeast Asian countries. He says it will continue, as will Australia's support of the COVAX facility. Here's a little of what he had to say.
The contract has been delivered in full. The doses are being shared, but it was only ever one of the methods, and it was never contemplated that CSL would become a contract manufacturer for others. And so we have a strong, clear, ongoing commitment to the region. Of all the countries in the world, we've been one of the most generous and most focused because it's the right thing to do.
Now, according to CSL, the company has produced 20 of the 51 million doses under the contract, so there's around 30 million more to come. The announcement prompted concerned responses in Australia from the opposition and some NGOs. The Shadow Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, said it was bewildering and short-sighted, and she called on the government to ramp up production beyond the current contract to send more doses around the region. The End COVID for All campaign said the government should invest in domestic capability to produce 50 to 100 million vaccine doses to sell at cost to Southeast Asia.
And what's been the reaction in the Pacific to this announcement?
Well, as you mentioned, Australian-produced AstraZeneca has been sent around the region. In particular, it's played a big role in Fiji's successful vaccination campaign, where more than 80% of people are fully vaccinated. A few people in the health space expressed alarm at the initial report that AstraZeneca production would cease in Australia. That was before the situation was clarified that 50 million doses would still be produced in total. We asked several health ministers what they thought. The Solomon Islands Health Minister, Colwick Togomana, got back to us via text message and said that his country should be able to cover the target eligible population thanks to vaccines supplied by Australia and other countries, and that his country was grateful to Australia for its generous supply of doses. PNG's Health Minister Jelta Wong also got in touch via text and said that his country had not been officially informed about the government's plans for the CSL contract, but he was confident Australia would continue to provide vaccines to PNG, whether manufactured in Australia or purchased internationally. He said it's a strong commitment and understanding that we have with the Australian government. So from those two, at least, there does not appear to be the same sense of alarm and concern at the end of AstraZeneca production that we're seeing from some quarters in Australia.
Liam Fox, thank you. That was Liam Fox reporting there.